quit staring. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you why next on MHSAA Perspective. Remember when you were little and your mother noticed that you were looking a little too long and hard at something? Quit staring, she'd say. It's not polite. Nowadays, we react to someone staring with the backhanded comment, "Hey, take a picture. It'll last longer." Well, staring, or taking that picture, is what a lot of people do when it comes to the MHSAA football playoffs. When you stare at something, you're not likely to ever see the big picture. But that's exactly what happens when qualifiers are determined, dots are placed on maps, and the lines for districts and regions are drawn. People call our office, from fans to coaches to administrators to media, and can't figure out, after staring at just their dot, what's going on. For example, why was a line drawn between two schools less than 3 miles apart that sends them in completely different directions? Why not use something other than a coin flip as a last resort to break a tie when determining pairings? Or why not use points scored and allowed or point differentials of regular season games to break such ties? Why not have a seeding committee to determine pairings? Or why not just seed a whole region instead so we don't have to play our neighbor right out of the chute? And on it goes. So let's tackle a few of these questions raised by folks who can't seem to do anything but stare at their dot and put this all in perspective. In any tournament, there's an incredible balancing act that goes on to draw up districts and regions. And sometimes that means a line gets drawn between neighbors because a team is needed to fill out a district in a particular direction. That so-called natural pair, according to those who stare, has to be broken up. I love the comment last week from a writer who thought the coin flip as the last resort should be replaced by points scored and allowed and point differential to break a tie for a district seeding when two teams have the same playoff point average, didn't go head-to-head during the regular season, and their opponent's winning percentage was identical. Can you say BCS? Do you really want to introduce something from an already flawed system into high school football? It's bad enough that coaches try to craft schedules to avoid losses so they can get into the playoffs. Now you want points and winning margins in the picture? If that were the case, no one on the second or the third string would ever get into any game because the coach would be too busy trying to run up the score in case you needed those points at season's end. Why do you think a coin flip is the last resort in our games where participation, not playoff participation, is the goal? Because we don't want the recipe for disaster that would occur if scoring points during a game became a playoff criteria. As for seeding, the playoff point average system developed by coaches 35 years ago has pretty much withstood the test of time. It places value on your wins and your opponent's wins. If you wanted to create a seeding committee for the tournament, you'd need more than a day to get your work done, and such a subjective process would be subject to even more ridicule than the objective process already in place. And some coaches have suggested, even made a formal proposal, to have the teams played in the playoffs within a region using the playoff point averages of the 8 teams. Well, all that would do is create even more travel for schools. Why do you think they call them districts anyway? Oh, and I forgot to mention that same proposal to seed regions asked for a district trophy to be handed out after the second week of play. These are just a few examples, but they illustrate the need for folks to look at all 32 dots on the map that make up their tournament in the football playoffs. If everyone did that from the get-go, there would be far fewer questions asked, far fewer half-baked solutions offered for a system that really isn't broke, and above all, your mother wouldn't have to say, "Quit staring." Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.